This is the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris, filling in for John Brown. Trish Gazelle here in the studio with me. And we're joined now by an Olympic champion, Dara Torres, who has three world records. Three of her 12 Olympic medals were silver medals that she won last year at the Beijing Games, on top of the four golds that she had before. But it was when she did it last year in Beijing that it was extremely impressive to a lot of people, because at the time she was not only 41 years old, but take this, Michael Phelps, she had just had a baby. Let's see Michael Phelps do that, right, Dara?
That's right. Let's see any guy have a baby.
Dara's got a book out now called Age is Just a Number, Achieve Your Dreams at Any Stage in Your Life. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
When you were a hundredth of a second away from the gold in the 50-meter freestyle last year, is that something that you replay in your head over and over and over again afterwards?
I think it will not me for the rest of my life. I am so competitive, and I've been competitive my whole life, that to lose by that close of a margin is sort of hard to deal with. You know, I don't know. It's a tough thing, and I try to look at it realistically, where you kind of look back and like, well, I was 41 years old, and I was ranked like fifth or sixth going into that event, so a silver medal is great. But if you're that close to winning a gold, you might as well just win the gold, you know?
But as a swimmer, do you think to yourself about the mechanics of what you did in the pool? Oh, if I had just kicked right here, or my shoulder had done, I mean, I don't know enough about the mechanics of swimming as you do from a lifetime of doing it. Have you thought to yourself, here's what I did wrong?
Yeah, I do, but I feel like I did everything right. Like, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. The only thing my coach said to me after my race and 30 minutes before I started my next race was that I didn't touch the pad hard enough, he didn't think, when I came into the wall.
Huh.
So the last race was a relay. I touched the pad, and I tore the ligaments off my bone in my thumb and fractured it. At least I listen to directions, I guess, you know.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only thing. I mean, other than that, my start, everything was great. So I can't really complain too much, concerned that I don't think I did anything wrong. And that's not usual for me to think that. I always think I have more to improve on. But I go back in my head over and over again in that race, and I can't think of anything that I did wrong.
What was the timeline of the pregnancy, the birth, the Olympics? Where were you when you had to be training for those games?
Well, I had Tessa in the spring of 2006, and I started training in the fall of 2006, so I had a little less than 2 years to sort of get back into shape and try to make the Olympic team.
Mm-hmm. And how hard is that with an infant in the family?
You know, I really look to working parents as role models, because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what kind of guilt I'd be feeling. I mean, I remember the first week back in training, I call the nanny like every 10 minutes. I get out of the pool, I'm like, is she okay? Did she poop? Did she burp? What's going on? Did she eat? You know, and finally, after about a week of that, the nanny stopped answering my phone calls, and I finally got like used to doing something that I love to do and also trying to be the best parent I could be. So I really look to working parents as role models and how they do it.
Had swimming changed in the 8 years since your last Olympics?
The technology's changed, but swimming itself hasn't. When I took my first break after the 92 Olympics, and I took 7 years off before coming back to the 2000 games, technique had changed in the swimming stroke. But since 2000, not really the technique, more so the technology.
And what do you mean by the technology? Is that the swimsuits that we hear about?
The swimsuits, and I am probably the happiest person of anyone out there that they're going back to the old suits, because I'm not the only ones who swam in the old suits. So, you know, I'm excited that they're going to go back. After December 31st, it's back to the old school suits. So we'll really get to see who the fast swimmers are.
You really think that it was the technology, not only of the suits, but of the pool in Beijing that helped a lot of people?
No, you know, I'm not even talking about necessarily Beijing. I'm talking about more so this past year. I mean, there were 43 world records broken at world championships, and that's a little bit unheard of. I mean, breaking maybe five is a big thing at a swimming meet. So 43 of them being broken definitely says something about the technology of the swimsuits.
Are you still swimming?
You know, right now I'm taking a break. I have a very bad knee that I need to get fixed. It'll probably require two surgeries. I'm having a hernia surgery in a couple weeks, and need to get, you know, my parts and insides oiled and cleaned, and then I'll be able to go. So I would love to continue to swim. I guess I need to play it by ear and see how my body holds up, but I'm definitely taking at least 6 months off, and then I'll try to decide what I'm going to do.
So you're not planning for London in 2012 yet?
Not yet. I will probably make that commitment if I make it next summer.
Dara, were you annoyed or offended, or did you like the attention that you received from being a woman who was 41 and competing for the Olympic gold?
Well, the only bummer was, I can't lie about my age, or I'm in my 60s or 70s, so everyone knows my age, but, you know, it really didn't bother me at all, and if anything, I use it as a motivating factor with them saying, oh, how could she do this? She's 41 years old, and it just fueled me to want to show that I could do this and to prove to everyone else who's in our 40s and 50s that you don't have to put an age limit on your dreams. And it was kind of a big burden and a real big one going into trials, trying to make the Olympic team and feeling all the pressure of and all the eyes that are on you. But after I made the team, it was a welcome pressure, and I actually enjoyed it and feel like, if anything, what I did hopefully inspired others.
What was the generation gap like in the Olympic Village?
Put it to you this way. I basically hung out with the coaches and trainers and and the older people.
None of the 13-year-old gymnasts?
No. They look like, 13. They look like they were like 10. But, you know, there was definitely a generation gap. And if anything, I felt like I wanted to try to help any of the youngsters out if they had any questions or you know, needed anything. And I was fortunate. I was elected one of the team captains. So you feel honored that they feel that, you know, you can take on something like that. But, there is definitely a generation gap, and I definitely felt myself hanging out with, some of the older people.
What were they doing? I'm sure they were going out and partying a little bit. And so you'd be hanging out, having pizza and a DVD?
Well, first of all, the first thing I did is I posted signs everywhere in our dorm that said, quiet, please. Please be quiet. There's, you know, you're too loud, because everyone was so loud. I would scream and have the music up loud. And I just,
These kids today.
I know, right? And all I wanted to do was sleep or nap, you know, in between my events. So I posted all these little signs around, but, you know, a lot of them, like the kids would play poker, like pretend poker and stuff. And the girls would gossip and, you know, I don't know. It was just what typical teenagers and 20-something-year-olds would do.
Dara, when are you going to make a deal with Lifetime for the story of your life, or at least the story of your comeback? You are a living TV movie.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You know, I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. I have the book out. I have actually another exercise/fitness book coming out in spring. And I got a lot of great stuff going on. So I'm not really worried about that, but I'm excited about the projects I have coming up.
Are you hearing a lot from women in their 30s, 40s, 50s who turn to you for inspiration now?
I am. I actually have a Twitter page, Dara Torres Swims, and I get lots of replies from middle-aged women that tell me how much, and also my Facebook page, how much you know, they appreciate what I'm doing because it's inspired them to do things maybe they put off because they thought they were too old or they couldn't balance, you know, being a mom and wanting to do what they wanted to do. So it's a very rewarding feeling.
How many medals is enough? Is there such a thing as, okay, you know, I've got 12, I've got 4 golds, you know what, I've been an Olympian, now I got to have the rest of my life. Is there a point where you say, enough is enough, I'm done?
You know, I got to tell you, I got interviewed the other day, and they asked me how many medals I had. I said 9, and then, like, 2 hours later, I'm like, wait a minute, I have 12. And, I don't know, for me personally, it's not about winning the medals or getting the medals. I mean, that's obviously the icing on the cake, but it's the experience you have, you know, leading up to that point and the memories that come out of it. And so it's not a matter for me of saying, you know, I'm going to try to get like 2 more medals and I'll be at 14, you know, and that's a great number. I don't think that. I think, well, can my body do this? And this is something I really want to do because I'm so competitive and I love standing up and racing the young kids.
The last question I have for you, can you identify the species that Michael Phelps comes from? Because it ain't human.
He is the epitome of an incredible swimmer because he has the body that any swimmer would die to have, like the flexible arms and knees and the legs, and he has the long torso and the long legs, and he has the big feet for like flippers. So he is like the epitome of the perfect body for a swimmer.
Not to mention the unbelievable diet. Did you ever carbo load like he does?
All right. Now, first of all, 12,000 calories is a little out of hand. That is not what he eats. I've eaten with him, and I got to tell you, I can keep up with him. When we were at World Championships a couple weeks ago, we all went to McDonald's, and, you know, I can hold my own with those young men, I got to tell you. And he definitely eats a lot, and all the guys do on the team, but they burn so many calories they need it. I mean, look at their bodies. They're ripped and lean. It's not like eating a cheeseburger or eating 8,000 calories is going to kill them.
Dara Torres' book is called Age is Just a Number, Achieve Your Dreams at Any Stage in Your Life. Congratulations on all the success. Welcome to the wonderful world of parenthood, and it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Dara Torres here on the Big 550 KTRS.